1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
And we welcome you inside the Angela Activity Center here at Harkins Court on the campus of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. And it's round one of the WPIAL playoffs as the McGuffey Highlanders make the trip to Moon Township to take on the Olsch Chargers. Good evening, everybody. I'm Al Esch alongside Grant Kalish here, ready to bring you the action as McGuffey and Olsch take to the court in round one here on the WJPA and MFHS network as we get through round one, Grant.
Yeah, I mean, both of these teams, you look forward to this the whole season, right? You're working towards the playoffs. You get here tonight, and it's the first round, and that means one thing. It's win or go home. No matter how good of a season you had, you could have gone undefeated. You could have just barely snuck in. But no matter what, your season's over if you lose tonight. So both teams are going to give it everything they got.
Well, they said this is the Visit Green County pregame show. Glad you could join us here on the network, as it should be a good one here tonight. McGuffey comes in with a record of 12-10 overall. They were 7-5 in their section. The Chargers come in with a record of 17-5. They were 10-4 in their section. So we look for a good one. We'll have much more on the flip side after these announcements. Don't you dare go away.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
In love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfield.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And we welcome you back inside the AAC at Harkins Court. I want to remind you that this game is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream fields come true. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on. Visit green.org. Grant, these two teams come in kind of going in opposite directions. The Chargers come in winning their last five in a row, and Green, McGuffey comes in losing the last two.
Yeah, both of these teams have kind of come into the playoffs in the opposite directions, and you always want to be hot going into the playoffs, so the Chargers have the advantage in that area. But, you know, McGuffey, they're going to come in here. They're going to give the Chargers everything they have. They got a really young team, and I'm excited to see what they can bring to a road playoff atmosphere here, because the Chargers, much more veteran team that they possess. So we'll see how they can handle it here on the road, postseason, win or go home.
Safe to say the butterflies are flying high in McGuffey's stomachs right now, as they come in with all freshmen except for two players, a sophomore and a junior. So it's a very young team, as you said. So it'll be, as you said, interesting to see how they handle the pressure in playoff situation.
Yeah, we'll see if they can lean on their one player with more experience. They have the one junior in the starting lineup, so she'll be a big deal for them tonight. And it's just all going to be about how quickly can McGuffey adjust, because they're going to come in here and they're probably going to notice a little bit something different about playoff basketball, right? You always hear it's turned up in the playoffs. Every point is multiplied by two. It's a much bigger deal. So they're going to probably have to overcome the first thing, but can they be soon enough that they can come back and make a good fight into this game? Because if so, then they got a chance.
Well, the Visit Green County pregame show will continue after these messages. On the flip side, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at cameraforsenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Highlanders. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. The Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
We are back here at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart for getting ready for round one of the WPIL playoffs in Girls 2A. And this is presented by WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. And Grant, why don't we go ahead and get these starting lineups out here for everybody. First, for the visiting McGuffey Highlanders. Starting lineup looks something like this. Head coach is Holly Megan, and she sends these five out to start tonight's game. Starting at a guard is number one, Elena Janovich. She's 5'7", freshman. Starting at a forward position is a 5'7", freshman. Number four, Lucy Weiss. At a forward position is a 5'6", freshman. Number 11, Ella Cass. At a forward is a 5'7 sophomore. Number 12, McKenna Megan. And at its center is a 5'9 junior, number 32, Mara Janovich. Again, for the Highlanders, it's Elena Janovich, Weiss, Cass, Megan, and Mara Janovich. Assistant coach is Ashley Durig. Starting lineup for the Ulsh Chargers. Head coach is Coach Don Eckerle. He sends these five out for tonight's game. Starting at a guard is number 11, senior 5'7", Sarah Dashner. At a guard position is a 5'4", senior, number 13, Cameron Hummel. At a guard position is a 5'6", senior, number 14, Leah Parker. At a forward position is a 5'8", senior, number 24, Lola Garner. And at a forward position is a 5'11", sophomore, number 45, Rowan Winter. Again, for the Chargers, it is Dashner, Hummel, Parker, Garner, and Winter. Assistant coaches for the Chargers is Chris Festigas and Tess Deacon. It's getting ready to do the national anthem. We will step aside while they do that. We'll be back with the opening tip right after this.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
The pregame festivities have about come to the close. That was our Visit Greene County pregame show. Now, while they announce the starting lineups here, Grant, we touched on a little bit the youth of the Highlanders. And if you look at the starting lineups, the Chargers, all seniors except for a sophomore. How do you think that comes into play tonight?
Well, I said it earlier, I think that the Chargers are probably going to start out hot, right? Because you have to adjust, and you got to give the Highlanders a lot of credit for getting to this point, because they have two non-freshmen on their team. Probably before the season, they were wondering, are we going to be able to even have a team, right, with these so few players? But they've got here, and they've got a chance. They got the 11 seed against the number 6 seed in the Chargers. So I think that if they can survive the first punch, they'll have a nice chance in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. As we talked about, the butterflies have got to be rampant right now with the McGuffey players. The Chargers, all veterans except for the sophomore Rowan Winter, and she got a taste of the playoffs last year as a freshman. So you figure the calmness and the preparedness, well, I don't want to say preparedness, but the mentally preparedness of the Chargers has got to be at least a notch or two above McGuffey.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of from that particular perspective that would give McGuffey the advantage is that, you know, the Chargers, the majority of their players are playing for their careers tonight, trying to keep it going. the Highlanders have a lot less to lose tonight in this game than the Chargers do.
Well, you figure the future bright for this McGuffey team. As young as they are, making the playoffs as a, basically a freshman team, look out for the Highlanders in the next several years.
Well, we'll see if we can look out for them tonight, as both teams have taken the court and they are ready to do the opening tip-off. It will be Elena Janovic and Rowan Winter, as we will get playoff basketball underway. Playoff basketball back in the AAC after it was rebuilt during last season. Tip-off goes, and it's a jump ball right away. And they're going to jump it up again with two different players. This time it'll be Ola Gardner and McKenna Megan.
How many times do you get to see a jump ball actually for a jump ball?
It's rare. This is not the NBA, as the Chargers get this one. Sarah Dashner is going to set up her offense to begin this playoff game. Gets it to Hummel. Hummel going right to Parker on the reverse. Loses it. Able to catch it. Gardner tries to go baseline. Cut off. Gets to Rowan. Puts it up, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Highlanders.
Well, that's a rough shot from the elbow for Rowan Winter. Usually she's a paint player.
Took a deep one as Janovic working on Hummel, able to spin away from the defense. Passes it over to Weiss. Weiss looks inside to Megan, who puts up a shot off the glass. Too strong. Rebound by Gardner, and she gets it up ahead to Leah Parker. Hummel has it now, working around, gets it to Dashner. Dashner to Rowan Winter, and that one banks home for the opening bucket of the ball game.
Yeah, a nice play there. Rowan Winter cutting down the paint, and Dashner finding her for the easy two.
Highlanders have it. Lucy Weiss looks to the high post, puts it on the floor underneath to Janovic, and that one is going to go for Ella Cass. Count the basket, and she'll get a chance to give the Highlanders the lead.
Foul goes against Hummel, her first, team's first.
Foul shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Janovic, and the shot is blocked. Another rebound and a travel, and it's going down in the Chargers' direction.
Well, that was Hummel caused that travel. She got her hand on the ball and caused the confusion there and the extra step there by the Highlanders.
So Chargers take it out from under the basket as Sarah Dashner gets it to Leah Parker. Long pass, breaking the pressure easily. Winter to Gardner, puts up a jump shot and it touches it all, including the net, 4-2 Chargers.
Yeah, nice baseline jumper there by Gardner.
Gardner, one of the leading scorers for the Chargers, as Weiss has it. There's a drive, puts up the shot. It was blocked. There was also contact with the body. And Megan heads to the line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, Rowan Winter picks up her first. Team second for the Chargers. 6:17 left here in the first.
Two quick fouls against the Chargers in the first quarter as Megan's first foul shot goes in.
Megan, one of the non-freshmen on this team.
Second one evens the score. And the Chargers work against the pressure again, getting it to the same spot. Parker to Hummel again. Gardner underneath. Can't get a clean handle, but it was tipped away by the Highlanders.
Yeah, it looked like Mara Janovic got her hand on that one. Knocks it out of bounds underneath the basket. 6:10 left here in the first. All knotted at four.
Dashner gets it to Gardner. Puts up a three. Rims out. Rebounded by Janovic. And gets it up to Elena Janovic. Now Weiss has it. Dangerous pass inside, and it's going to be tied up. Jump ball stays here with the Highlanders.
Chargers in that classic 2-3 defense.
Megan to inbound. And they get it to the corner. Janovic for three, and it's good. Elena Janovic gives McGuffey their first lead. Dashner in the backcourt, and she travels.
Turnover. Quickly to Highlanders here.
Hot start.
Yeah.
After the Chargers scored first, and now they get to set up again.
So much for the butterflies, eh?
Can't find them in this gym.
No, not at all.
We stribbles. And that one is going to go inside. Shot no good by Megan. And it's on the floor. Winter throws it out of bounds. But it was deflected.
Yeah. I thought I saw the ball change directions there under the bucket.
And the officials were a little bit confused, but the one official is going to clarify. It is White's ball. The Chargers wearing white tonight. As looks like Shea Trombetta has checked in for Cameron Hummel.
Yeah.
So she's part of the equation, bringing the ball up the floor, making a long pass to Lola Gardner. That one is a long shot. And the Highlanders work it quickly up the floor. Kick it out for three. That's Weiss, and that did not catch anything.
Now, the Chargers fans wanted a travel when she's pulled up shop there to pass it back. We're a little upset, but all worked out for the Charger fans as that air ball went out of bounds.
Not upset for long.
No.
Bashner and Trombetta playing catch. Winter in the high post. Leah Parker in the corner to tie it. It's no good. Rebounded by Lola Gardner. Working it around. Shea Trombetta took an extra step. Highlander ball.
And the Chargers are ones that look like they have the butterflies right now.
Well, I told you, maybe it's the seniors playing for their career that could be the thing that's more nerve-wracking.
Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first.
Ball barely gets in to Weiss as they get ahead to Megan. Janovich in the corner, pumps, gets it to a cutting player as that one goes in. That was Ella Cass. 9-4 Highlanders. Garner to Winter. Parker pumping, driving, puts up the shot, and it's going to roll in. Leah Parker had it sit on the rim, and it decided to go in her favor.
It was one of those ones, if you're a player, you're like waiting. It seems like forever, and it finally fell in.
Press broken quickly as the Highlanders pass it around. There's Janovich, and that shot is good. Answering great, the basket.
Great ball movement there by the Highlanders getting to find Janovich open for that little baseline jumper.
Gardner to Dashner. Dashner to Trombetta in the corner. Gardner dribbling right out to Trombetta. Parker going to try another three. That one is going to go the same way as the first one. And Shea Trombetta gets fouled attempting to put up that rebound. She will shoot two.
That foul goes against Ella Cass for the Highlanders. Her first, team's first here in the first.
A lot of firsts as Trombetta misses the first free throw.
Checking in is Macy Trombetta, having a seat as Rowan Winter. Chargers going to go with the smaller lineup, quicker lineup.
Yeah, she's familiar with what the Highlanders are dealing with as the second shot doesn't go in. Also a freshman. That ball is loose. Lola Gardner comes up to get it. And now Sarah Dashner takes a three. No good. Rebounded by Trombetta. It goes out of bounds. It will stay here.
Yeah, stays with the Chargers. Officials confer.
You're going to discuss it. And it will be Charger basketball.
Yeah. It very easily could have been a foul there. Highlanders got away with one, I think, on a push.
Dashner gets it into Parker. Parker right back to Dashner. Well-designed play. Cannot get the basket out of it. Rebound Highlanders. Coming up the floor.
Somebody put saran wrap over that bucket for the Chargers.
Janovich knocks it down. Highlanders up eight.
Unbelievable.
Elena Janovich, her second three of the night.
Yeah, they're hitting hot. And the Chargers are cold as ice right now.
Gardner, she's not cold. Maybe just cold-blooded from behind the line.
That answers that one.
Quick passing inside, and a foul is called on Leah Parker. As Shoemaker was trying to get in there.
That'll be the third on the Chargers with 3:01 left here in the first. It was not a shooting foul. It was on the floor, so.
McKenna Megan calls out her play, looking to get it in, and she will Work it back to Shoemaker. Back out to Janovich. Inside, and it's lost. Dashner comes away with the loose ball. Sarah Dashner passing ahead of the pressure to Gardner. Gardner to Parker. Parker dribbles. Back out to Dashner. Interior pass. Threading the needle. Back out for three. And it's good!
And
plus the foul for Macy Trombetta.
Macy Trombetta from her favorite spot over in the corner. Oh, her favorite spot is anywhere out there beyond the arc. She loves it. And, oh, there. I was going to say, the scoreboard just went black.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that.
Came back on.
We're not in the market for a delay here tonight.
The foul goes against McKenna Megan, her first, team second. And Trombetta trying to complete the four-point play here.
Shot is no good, and a rebound is going to stay here.
Yeah, a rebound by her sister, Shay.
So forget a four-point trip. Charger is going to try to make it five or six.
Yeah.
Dashner can't get it in. Here come the Highlanders up the court. Shoemaker dribbles into a trap area. Gets it away. Janovich over to Janovich. Back to Shoemaker. Three in the corner. No good. Gets her own rebound. Highlanders set up again. Janovich deep three. That one not as close as the others. Macy Trombetta with the board. Sarah Dashner bringing it up. Has her pass tipped. Here come the Highlanders back down the other way.
Across the two-minute mark.
Passing around the perimeter. Cass goes up and gets bumped. Ella Cass shoots two.
I think Sarah Dashner is going to pick up the foul, the fourth on the Chargers with 1:55 on the clock.
So shooting the rest of the way will be the Highlanders. First shot bounces up and goes in.
Yeah, gets that shooter's bounce on that one, Grant. Brooke Graham. And I didn't see the other player that came in.
Second one rims out, rebounded by Gardner. Gets it up ahead to Trombetta. Trombetta evades the trap, but the Highlanders keep persisting. And the Chargers able to get it across half court. And they get it under the basket. Leah Parker makes them pay for the trap.
That's the perfect way to break the trap, Grant. The ball never hit the floor.
Shoemaker has it stripped. Trombetta now has it. Gets it ahead to Dashner. Dashner passes inside. Gardner all alone. And it's good. Ola Gardner gives the Chargers the lead back. And a timeout is called by Holly Megan, wanting to talk to her team, making sure that this game does not start to be an avalanche.
We'll be right back. WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, after this message.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
Manny?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
We are back here at the AAC, and Al, I really like that timeout for the Highlanders because you got a young team. You gave up the lead at the beginning. You got it back. You were leading by a ton, and then you give it up. You want to make sure that you keep yourself in the game because the next basket that the Chargers get could start to unravel yourselves a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. The Chargers, you could see the momentum going their way.
So the Highlanders look to score on this possession out of the timeout. As Janovich has it in the corner. Gets it out to Shoemaker. Over to Janovich. Shoemaker gets it inside. Ball is loose. It was stripped by Macy Trombetta and picked up by Shay Trombetta. There's a foul on the Highlanders. going against Ella Cass.
That's her second. She'll have a seat as Lucy Weiss checks back in for the Highlanders. Jules Goshen in for the Chargers, by the way.
So Jules spinning, gets it to Gardner. Gardner, high pass to Trombetta. That shot's no good. Rebound Highlanders. Weiss has it. Gets it to Graham. Graham back to Weiss. 35 seconds to go. Graham on the wing, playing catch with Weiss. Gets it over to Janovic. Janovic inside to Janovic. Back out. Back at the top, 25 now. Inside pass, stolen by Gardner. Bola Gardner heads down, stops, gets it to Trombetta. Trombetta to Goshen. Parker. Chargers may hold for the last shot. Macy Trombetta has it.
10 seconds.
Jules Goshen to Leah Parker. Parker with the left. All the way. It's short. Rebound Chargers. Kicking it off the backboard. Out of bounds. Buzzer sounds. And what a first quarter we had. The Chargers lead 17-15 over the McGuffey Highlanders.
And the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
And we are back here, two-point game after one in the opening round of the WPIAL playoffs. Winner moves on to play the winner of Greensburg Central Catholic and Mohawk. The loser, their season is over. And the Chargers come out of the first quarter with a two-point lead, and they will start things off with the basketball. It's Macy Trombetta getting it to Lola Gardner. Gardner looks at a couple cutters, gets it to Goshen. Goshen over to Trombetta. Trombetta looking back to Dashner. Dashner to Goshen. Goshen takes it with the right to the hole and gets it to go.
The Chargers version of the freshman player.
And there she is again, stepping out in front. Going one on two. And no call there. Out of bounds. Stays with the Chargers. The Charger fans cannot believe it.
Yeah, they wanted a foul big time. And it stays with the Chargers.
Sarah Dashner to Jules Goshen inside. Rowan Winter double dribble back down and gets it out to Gardner. Deep two.
That was a long distance two. Probably a toenail there was on the line.
It was Weiss. Gets it back, trying to go up, out of bounds, stays here, right in front of the student section. They don't like that call. Megan to inbound. She's going to get it in to Janovic. Over to Janovic. Looking inside, dribbles, picks it up. Gets it to the other Janovic, driving it up off the rim, no good. Own rebound, kicks it out. Graham for three. It's an air ball. Offensive rebound is Weiss. Weiss spins, delivers inside, and it's ripped away. Lola Gardner says, I'll take that. Chargers work it up the floor. Macy Trombetta hits the deck hard, and she's rewarded for her fall with two foul shots.
That was a hard foul there, Grant. I mean, the arm came down really hard on Macy. Macy took that one, ended up on the floor. But as you said, she gets rewarded to the charity stripe. And the official right now is talking to Janovic about that hard foul.
saying, tone it down a little bit.
Yep.
First foul shot for Macy Trombetta is good.
Garner has a seat as Parker checks back in.
Second foul shot is also good for Macy Trombetta. Highlanders feeling like they really need a bucket on this possession. Weiss around half court. Gets it up to Janovich. Weiss trying to go somewhere. Charger defense is there. Now it goes inside to Megan. Megan takes it back out. Heavy pressure by Parker and a foul is called.
Yeah. Tenacious defense by the Chargers there. Jules Goshen almost had a steal.
But then a little too tenacious as Leah Parker picks up the foul and she checks out with two.
With two, yeah. First on the Chargers here in the second, though.
And that one is stolen by Macy Trombetta off the inbound, trying to take it all the way. She cannot. Rebound by the Chargers, though. Sarah Dashner has it, takes it out top.
Crossing the six-minute mark here and a half.
Macy Trombetta gets it back to Dashner. Dashner trying to set her team up in the offense. Shea Trombetta on the wing gets it to Jules Goshen. Goshen over to Dashner. Dashner inside. Shea Trombetta shakes her defender. Shot doesn't get there. And it's rebounded by both teams. Jump ball going down.
And it's Quinn Schumacher checks back in for the Highlanders as Megan has a seat. 5:41 here in the second quarter. 23-15 Chargers.
Highlanders trying to beat the press. They find the open player as now it's Shoemaker gets it tied up and he'll head down. Back-to-back jump balls. Dashner looking at a 2-2-1 press. Up ahead to Goshen. Jules Goshen over to Trombetta. Deep two-pointer, and it's all net. Macy Trombetta gives the Chargers a 10-point lead.
That was another toenail. Cost her a point there, Grant.
It's already two for the Chargers that like that. Weiss trying to answer. Cannot. Rebounded by Shea Trombetta. Takes it up the court herself. Long pass to Dashner in the corner. Dashner puts it up. It's short. Rebounded and put back in by Rowan Winter.
If you ask Sarah, she'll probably say that was a pass.
Oh, that was definitely a pass if you're asking her. And it's a timeout. 30-second timeout by the Highlanders as the Chargers are starting to separate away from them.
Hey, don't forget this game and broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. It's broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved. Got our legal obligation satisfied?
Yeah, now you can't sue us. Highlanders get it in to Weiss. Long pass to Graham. Back to Janovich. Janovich now has it at the foul line. Looking for someone. Gets it to Weiss. Over to Janovich for three. Those were falling early. Not now. Rebound Shea Trombetta. Gets it up ahead to Dashner. Dashner finds Winter again. And that one's off the glass once more. Poor Rowan Winter.
She was wide open behind the defense, Grant. There was nobody around her. She could have knitted a sweater and shot that one and still had time.
29-15. Highlanders get it to Graham. Try to work it inside. Ripped away by Dashner. Dashner, her pass gets there to Trombetta. Now Macy Trombetta in the corner. Dashner tried to cut, had it tipped away. And a travel is called.
Yeah.
On the Highlanders.
Yeah, Elena Janovich had the ball. It was tipped by Weiss. And went into Janovich's hand and got a little bit too anxious there, Grant.
So now Dashner is going to inbound it.
Jules Goshen checks in for Shea Trombetta for the Chargers.
To Lola Gardner, who also came back in.
Oh, yeah.
As Gardner gets it, now it's Goshen having it at the top of the key. Gets it to Gardner. Gardner looking for someone. It's going to be Winter, who turns around, puts it up, and buries it. Rowan Winter starting to become a force in the paint in this one.
That was the classic Rowan Winter move, that little spin move in the shot.
Three-pointer is an air ball from Cass as the Highlanders need a basket badly. Goshen gets it to Gardner. Gardner might have been tipped. It doesn't matter. Rowan Winter cleaning up all the garbage.
What a play by Rowan Winter. She literally reached over the head, grabbed the ball before it got to the Highlander, and put it back up for the 2 points as we cross the three-minute mark.
Megan, that pass is deflected for the moment. Eventually, the Highlanders get it back. Janovich from the corner, and it's another one that does not get to the rim. Dashner pulls up. Shot rims out. Rebounded by the Highlanders.
Yeah, a 10-foot jump shot there. Went down and came back out, Grant. Here come the Highlanders.
Janovich. And she's going to be hit on the arm by Gardner.
Second on the Chargers here in the quarter. First on Gardner. Shea Trombetta checks back in. Jules Goshen has a seat. Chargers in a steady rotation of players right now.
Don Eckerly directs his team as to where the ball is going to go. It looked like he was correct about that one.
Yeah.
As Janovich got it. Now they're going to try to work it inside, up and under. Can't fall. Rebounded is going to be the Highlanders. Taking it left. Ball almost tipped away again. Really in need of a basket. And it's just a barrage of air balls from the Highlanders from three. They got to take better looks. Here's a good look for the Chargers. That one just short by Macy Trombetta.
Under 2 minutes to go.
Janovich gets it to Weiss. Weiss works its way back to Janovich.
Play catch now.
Megan, long pass to Janovich. Finds a cutting Weiss, but Weiss cannot retain the basketball.
Rowan Winter picked her pocket. Macy Trombetta ends up with it.
Trombetta gets it to Gardner. Gardner thought about a three. Instead, the Chargers are going to extend their possession. Shea Trombetta over to Gardner. Gardner to Dashner. Dashner looking inside. Going to dribble out to Trombetta. Trombetta to Gardner. Gardner. Winter, and a timeout is called by Coach Eckerly. And with this being the playoffs, Al, you know, I'd imagine he's going to say hold for the last shot in this timeout.
Well, we'll step aside along with him.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Chargers ball out of the timeout. It's Shea Trombetta with it. Getting it over to Dashner as we go under 1 minute. And the Chargers setting up in a triangle delay offense. Just trying to pass it around, maybe bleed some clock before the half.
If you get that easy layup, no, almost there. There it
is. Inside, it works open for Dashner. Offense ran to perfection as Sarah Dashner, and it's a steal. Gets it to Gardner. This is a three, and it's buried. Ola Gardner makes it 5 quick points for the Chargers.
Great timeout by Dawn Eckerly. Gets 5 points out of it.
Janovich, back rim, 5 seconds left. Last second shot, no good. Rebound Chargers, and that'll do it for the first half. I don't believe the Highlanders scored a point in that second quarter. 38-15 as the teams hit the locker room. It was all Chargers in the second as they won the quarter 21-0, Al.
All right, we made it to halftime here. And, yeah, you're right, Grant. No points scored by the Highlanders in the second quarter, and Chargers have been doing that all year.
Yeah, they've had a lot of really nice quarters that I'm sure Don Eckerly is particularly proud of, where they've held the other team to no points. And this one in a playoff game, he's got to especially be happy about this one.
All right, you're watching WPIL playoffs here. And we're going to step aside, pay some bills, and we'll come back with the halftime show here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
We'll do the same.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN, our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Producing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And we welcome you back inside the AAC here at Harkins Court on the campus of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Round one of the basketball playoffs. It's the girls 2A as McGuffey makes the, makes the trip to Moon Township to take on the Olsz Chargers. And right now, Grant, the Chargers have a pretty good handle on this one, leading 38-15 at halftime.
Yeah, they really extended it through the use of that second quarter, yeah. And it's really been a couple of the same scores they've had all year. They have Willa Gardner with 11, Rowan Winter with 10, and Macy Trombetta, the freshman, with 7 points off the bench, leading the way for the Chargers. And it's really been Elena Janovich with the two threes for the Highlanders. And now we got to score. The winner of this one will be playing Greensburg Central Catholic. They defeated Mohawk 67-21. So
okay.
That game was played at 6 o'clock today at Fox Chapel. So these two teams are fighting for the right to play against the Centurions.
That's a familiar foe for the Chargers. They met up with them several times in the past couple years in the playoffs. We're going to remind you that these games are being brought to you by Washington County Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Today's game is brought to you by Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Today's game is brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Brought to you by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Brought to you by Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. Yeah, the Chargers and the Highlanders come out and basically, Grant, I thought it was the exact opposite the way the game started, the way I thought it would. With the Highlanders coming out with the odd hand, and the Chargers looked like they were the nervous team. After the game settled in, the Chargers took control, and their veteran experience came to the top.
Yeah, the Highlanders were up a good bit
in that
first quarter.
They had an 8-point lead at one point.
They were up eight. And then, you know, the Chargers just kind of chipped away at it slowly. They were up two after the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, they just really started to run away with it. So now it's going to be interesting to see which version of the first two quarters do we get here in the third. Are the Highlanders going to make another punch, or are the Chargers going to knock them out?
All right, second half action coming up on the back half of this. Don't go away.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org. Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and
Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Highlanders. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. The Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
And we are back here at the Angela Activity Center, where the Chargers hold a 23-point halftime lead over the McGuffey Highlanders. And Al, we had a first half of two different quarters, and now out of the locker room, let's see what these teams could do based on their adjustments.
Yeah, it's like we said, this has been a game that I didn't expect to start the way it did, but the Chargers, the cream comes to the top as the Highlanders will start with the ball here in third.
Will be the starting five returning to the floor for these two teams, which includes Cameron Hummel, who is guarding Weiss, and a foul is called. Hummel out. She started the game, and then she checked out, never came back in.
Well, she has a tendency to get fouls real quick. And speak of the devil, she picks up the first here in the third. It's her second.
Megan is going to get it in to Janovich. Over to Weiss. Three-pointer is short, and it's rebounded by the Chargers. Leah Parker on the wing, gets it to Lola Gardner. Finds an opening, not the net. Rebound Trombetta over to Gardner, trying it again, and gets the other result. Another three for Gardner. That's her fourth three-pointer of the game.
That's unbelievable. She's really finding the range after the first couple shots.
Janovich to Weiss, has it stolen by Hummel. Cameron Hummel over to Trombetta. Puts it up, and it rolls in for Shea.
What an unselfish play by Hummel. She had the layup and decided to dish it off to Trombetta following.
Open is better than wide open. As Megan is going to throw it away to Gardner. Lola Gardner over to Dashner. Dashner, bounce pass. Trombetta, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Highlanders. Chargers will take it out underneath with a chance to go up 30.
Trombetta trying to do the same thing for Parker there that she had done to her and didn't work out, but Chargers have the ball.
Long pass to Hummel. Gardner has it now. Shea Trombetta dribbling back to Cameron Hummel. And Sarah Dashner has it on the H as the Chargers will set up, try to get the perfect basket.
Highlanders in a man defense. They've been in it a lot this game. I would imagine they do that a lot.
Dashner to a cutting Parker off the window. And it's the Chargers by 30.
And we have the running clock with 6:10 left here in the third.
Highlanders get it across half court to the corner. There's a three ball. It rims out. Ella Cass couldn't get it, and a foul is called heading down.
It'll be the first on the Highlanders, and that one's going to go against Mara Janovich. It'll be her first.
And that clock is ticking here in the first round of the WPIA playoffs. Gardner near the three-point line, handoff to Parker. Parker over to Hummel. Hummel to Dashner. Dashner back to Gardner. Another three, and it's another one that lands in the net. Lola Gardner.
Sizzling hot.
A career night from three in the postseason. And that one goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Highlanders.
As we cross the five-minute mark here in the third.
Dashner gets it into Trombetta. And now the Chargers have it Cameron Hummel taking it right, loses the ball, picked up by Weiss, and then gets it up ahead. Shot goes up, and it cannot go in for Megan, out of bounds, heading down. Well, that was a foul. Sorry. Oh. They called a foul.
Yes, on the Chargers. Or on the Highlanders. That one goes against Ella Cass. That's her third. Second on the Highlanders here in the third. Yeah, we got to start thinking about player of the game here, Grant.
As Hummel gets it up, well, I think right now it's going to be Lola Gardner with all those threes. And with the scoreboard where it is, halfway through the third quarter, there's a three-pointer attempted and no good for the Highlanders. That was Megan, and a jump ball is going to go down to the Chargers.
Yep, player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and that'll be coming up toward the end of the game.
Still time left as Trombetta loses it, and they're going to get a foul.
It looks like Macy's going to pick this up, Macy Trombetta.
Really a good foul to commit, though, because...
Oh, yeah, that was an easy bucket, yeah.
It looked like the Highlanders were going to make their way back to the scoreboard.
Yeah. Haven't scored since the first quarter.
Trying to direct traffic and instead throwing the ball away, goes out of bounds.
And that means the Chargers will get it, but they'll have to trigger it in from the baseline.
Yeah, they're going to say it was touched after the ball had landed out of bounds. So it goes back to where it started, and Sarah Dashner will throw it in for the Chargers.
2:35 as the clock continues to roll here in the third. 48-15 Chargers. Yeah, 48-15 Chargers.
And she throws it away to Janovich. Janovich all the way to the cup, and she gets fouled. And she will have a chance to extend the point total on the scoreboard to 16 if she can make one of these foul shots.
They didn't put it up, but I'm pretty sure that that foul went against Dashner.
First one is no good, so the scoreless streak
continues.
Is still going on at this point.
48-15, 2:13 on the clock.
And the second one does not go in, but it's out of bounds off of Lola Gardner.
Yeah, she had it and fell and hit her foot and rolled out of bounds. So Highlanders will trigger in from the baseline as we cross the two-minute mark.
Gardner deflects that one again, ends up with the Highlanders having possession. And there's Janovich from beyond the three, and the Chargers student section celebrating that one. Here comes Parker over to Rowan Winter. Lola Gardner in the corner dribbles it out to Dashner. Over to Macy Trombetta. Trombetta.
Yeah, she had to move. She was almost close to 5 seconds there.
And that one's poked away, and a foul is called.
Macy's going to pick this up. I don't think that's her third.
That was in transition around half court.
Yeah, Macy. Oh, another saying the second on Macy.
Take her out regardless.
That's the fourth on the Chargers. There's about a minute left by the time they trigger this in here in the third.
Highlanders trail by 30 as the third quarter clock is running down. The Osh Chargers in firm control of this one as drive to the basket. Shot goes up and a foul is called. Mara Janovich will shoot two.
Foul goes against Parker. That's her third.
And the foul shot is good. It looks like she's setting up a little off center there. on the foul line.
Yeah, I saw that. I was looking, noticing that from our vantage point here.
It's a great one to see that.
Yeah.
As Janovich is going to get both of the foul shots to go her way. 38.1. And the Chargers get it in. Parker to Winter. Winter to Gardner. Gardner gets it to Goshen. Jules Goshen throws it away. Tipped out of bounds off of the Highlanders.
Should be Charger ball. It is. Right in front of the scorer's table.
Coach Eckerly calls out his play.
Do they get it in before? Yep. 15 seconds to go.
Hope to get the last shot as a foul is going to be on the floor. That's a smart foul because
that'll end the period.
That might end the quarter.
Yeah, it will.
They're going to try to get it in. Cameron Hummel, lack of urgency. And I'll say it left her hand, but no chance at a shot. Chargers up 48-20 after three. As these two teams fighting to play the Greensburg Central Catholic Centurions in the second round, looking like it's going to be the Yost Chargers.
And we'll be right back.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
And we are back here at the Angel Activity Center. All Chargers after the first quarter as they lead it 48-20.
Chargers will have the ball as we start quarter number four. I'm Al Lesh. The guy you hear talking a lot is Grant Kalish. Glad you could join us here on the WJPA network.
Rowan Winter around the foul line gets it to Shea Trombetta. And she takes it back out up top. Over to Winter now. Winter makes a nice move but could not get the shot. And now there's a trap in the corner. And they're going to call a travel. Charger ball.
Yeah, student section didn't want, they wanted a foul on Rowan there, and Rowan Winter. And
they liked the move, that's for sure.
The zebras in the stands didn't like the call, let's put it that way. I thought that was a clean play myself, but.
Goshen to the hole and hits the wrong side of the backboard.
Yeah. Right idea.
Was a good take as the Highlanders get it back, but already a minute of this fourth quarter gone. As they have it, Janovich passing inside. It's Weiss with the ball into the corner. Three ball is short by Megan. Ball on the ground, out of bounds, going down.
Yeah. You know what I like? This officiating crew has been great. When they can't see the play, they're not making a call. They're looking at each other, talking to each other, and they're getting it right.
Yeah, they've definitely done a good job, and that's what you expect from a playoff crew, making sure that they get everything correct as the Chargers work it up in transition. Parker has it. Gets it away before the double team can come as Trombetta lofts it to the corner. Hummel comes off a screen over to Goshen. Goshen spins out of the pressure. Hummel, baseball pass. Parker all alone. Couldn't get the shot. Rowan Winter could not get the second effort, and it's going to be rebounded by the Highlanders. Trying to work it up ahead quick. As there's Weiss pumping, taking, kicks out. And now they drive. Weiss gets it back. Over to Megan. Long pass to Janovich. Janovich facing a double. Weiss now. Pumps inside. Janovich for three. No good. Rebound Parker. Leah Parker takes it and throws it a little bit too wide for Hummel.
Yeah, checking back in is Graham and Schumacher for the Highlanders. Having a seat is Cass and Megan. As we cross the 5-minute mark.
Pass up ahead. Graham gets it, trying to work it inside to Janovich. Janovich out to Janovich for three. Shot no good. Rebound Winter. Chargers in transition. Goshen gets it up, and she's fouled.
And foul's going to go against Lucy Weiss. It's the first of the quarter, so obviously first on the Highlanders. The first on Lucy Weiss.
And that shot from Jules Goshen goes in as the Chargers have Alexa Schmidt check into the game, and it looks like Vivian Goshen will check in if her sister can make the foul shot. She does just that.
It's back to a 30-point lead. 4:35 left, and nice game by Jules today.
Yeah, the freshman coming off the bench, combating all the freshmen of the Highlanders. And really, Al, I mean, it's been impressive that the Highlanders came in here. They had that nice first quarter, but overall, a great season with all the freshmen that they had.
And a very bright future for the Lady Highlanders. I mean, I'm impressed. I really am. Coach Megan has her nice squad in her midst. And the nice thing is, she's not losing anybody.
Yeah, she's going to get to have everyone back, and that's always a big deal as you can kind of bring up a team over the course of the years, and that's what the Chargers have really done. I mean, this is the second or third rendition of this team that they've run out there. They've lost a couple of pieces along the way, but really been able to bring this team up, a team that went to the Final Four in the state playoffs a year ago. As
Alexa Schmidt picked up on the foul, and this time it's Hummel picks up her third.
There's a three-point shot that's short by the Highlanders, and a jump ball as both teams fight for it. It'll stay here with the Highlanders.
Sydney Tripp checks in for the Chargers. Cam Hummel has a seat.
Highlanders get it in. Janovich throwing it up. That shot no good. Rebounded by Shea Trombetta. Trombetta gets it up to her sister, Macy Trombetta, who might have had that ball deflected, might have got the arm.
Yeah, I think that ball got tipped.
That one into the corner, right through the hands of Brooke Graham. As the Highlanders start to make a couple substitutions.
Harper Grandin comes in.
But as we said, the Highlanders have no seniors to do the big clap for, so.
Right.
Everyone will come back next year for them as Trombetta is going to get fouled hard on her way to the rim. As the junior will head to the foul line to shoot two.
Second foul on the Highlanders, and that one goes against McKenna Megan.
First shot is good for Shea Trombetta.
It's at 51-20. 2:21 on the clock.
Second one more, the same for Trombetta. Janovich passing, working to the short corner. Ball on the ground. And the Chargers come away with it at first, and then it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be old Charger basketball.
Ball, yep. Clock continues to run. We're under 2 minutes to go here.
Trombetta gets it in to Goshen. Goshen finds some daylight and gets a basket. Vivian Goshen off the bench.
The elder Goshen.
And here comes a steal for Shea Trombetta. Gets it up to Sydney Tripp. Tripp takes an extra step.
Yeah. Trying to get Shea, trying to get Sydney on the score sheet.
Down to a minute 20. Highlanders just 5 points since the first quarter, and that one is short. Out of bounds, going down off of the McGuffey Highlanders. Gets it into Alexa Schmidt. Schmidt puts it on the floor and then gets it back to Trombetta. Passing it around. Macy Trombetta over to Schmidt. Schmidt could not get the clean handle for the basket.
That was the perfect pass. As you said, she mishandled that ball on that pass. Otherwise, she had a nice layup. And another foul by the Highlanders here.
The senior off of the Charger bench almost got into the scorer's book. But now, just 20 seconds left. You'd imagine the Chargers just dribble it out here. They get it in the Trip. Trip, she's going to, or that's Goshen, my bad, puts up a shot, puts up another shot, no good. Rebounded by Trombetta, that one's no good. Not sure if Coach Eckerly wanted all that. With a couple seconds left, Janovich fires one up in desperation. It's rebounded, and the horn sounds. The Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Chargers defeat the McGuffey Highlanders by a final score of 54-20. And they advance to the second round of the WPIAL 3A Girls Basketball Playoffs. And the McGuffey Highlanders season comes to an end here on the road.
All right. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back here on WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Yeah, 17.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Highlanders. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. The Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
And we are back here at the Angela Activity Center where the old Chargers defeated the McGuffey Highlanders to move on in the Whippeo playoffs by a final score of 54-20. And we've got the player of the game for you guys.
Yeah, it's time to recognize our player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome you back here inside the AAC Angela Activity Center here on the campus of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, where the Chargers just got done beating the McGuffey Highlanders by a score of 54-20 in the first round of the WPIL Class 2A Girls Basketball Tournament. And as we said, it's time for our player of the game. And Grant?
It was Lola Gardner tonight for the Osh Chargers, as she had 5 3-pointers in this one and at least 17 points for the Chargers, which was almost as much as the Highlanders had in the whole game. So Lola Gardner, player of the game.
Congratulations, Lola, and we'll see you round two of the playoffs. And who'd you say they were playing against?
They're going to play the Greensburg Central Catholic Centurions. And they played last year in the Whippeo semifinals.
Yeah.
The Centurions won, and then they played in the second round of the state playoffs, and the Chargers won. So splitting the postseason appearances, one apiece.
And they will match up on Wednesday. Date and time, or place and time to be determined. So on behalf of everybody, I want to thank WJPA Sports Network and HFA. NFHS, I always get tongue-tied when I say that, for sponsoring the game, producing these games. I'm Al Lesh. Next side, alongside is Grant Kalish. Thanks for listening and watching, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Everybody, stay safe, stay warm. And it's a Chargers victory, 54-20 over the Highlanders of McGuffey. Good night, everybody.